Welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're relating the gospel to popular culture by looking at the movies. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm talking to Father Peter Malone from the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. Gospel for the 18th of December. Here you've gone for Son of Man.
Yes, it's a Jesus film, but a Jesus film with a difference. It comes from South Africa. There was a group who made a film of Bizet's Carmen, U Carmen, in the Koshona language, and the next project they did was a gospel story. But it's a gospel story with a difference. It's set in post-apartheid times and set in an Africa of civil unrest. And the gospel that we have today for the 18th of December is the meeting of Mary and Joseph and Mary conceiving. There are some wonderful scenes that I would recommend for reflection. They're quite different. Mary is portrayed by an opera singer from South Africa. So she's a big woman, very moving in her portrayals. And there's an Annunciation scene, which may be useful for later in these days when the Annunciation is also the gospel, of her going into a school where people have been killed by the rebels. And as she sinks down, almost in despair, she sees a little angel, and the design is a child with little white wings on its back. So it's very symbolic. But the words of the Annunciation are spoken, and as she listens to them, she actually then accepts what the angel has said, and she begins to sing a beautiful chorale version of the Magnificat. It's a most moving scene, and the film goes through the life of Jesus. It's a short film, so not all the episodes are there.
Chaotic scenes in Judea as forces of the Democratic Coalition invaded settlements. Control of the country has been split between Herod's militia and the insurgents for several years.
It will be nothing to do with me if he disappears.
It's especially useful for today's reflection because we're in Matthew's Gospel. We're focusing now on Mary after the genealogy. We're seeing her meeting with Joseph and her conception. And so this is a way of bringing a familiar gospel story to life. We've seen it in many of the Jesus films, but I think in Son of Man, in that South African context, it brings that scene to life and the reality of the Annunciation and Jesus' conception much more vividly.